The Skagway Assembly will consider formalizing its stance on ore basin cleanup. And a Haines man is cleared of all charges related to an October arrest. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. This week, the Skagway Assembly will consider two resolutions formalizing its stance on cleanup of contamination in the ore terminal basin. The harbor has been contaminated with ore concentrates for decades. Cleanup stalled in recent years after the failure of a tidelands lease between Skagway and White Pass and Yukon Railroad, which controls much of the waterfront. One resolution expresses the municipality's support for remediation prior to 2023, when the lease with White Pass expires. It also states the municipality believes that it did not cause the contamination. It points to evidence that the parent company of White Pass was responsible. The resolution was proposed by Mayor Mark Schaefer. The Port Commission proposed a companion resolution with a softer tone. It supports collaboration with other stakeholders and pledges borough funding to the cleanup effort. But the pledge of support has conditions. The municipality wants a written agreement for remediation drawn up no later than June of 2018. That's when a multi-million-dollar state legislative grant is set to expire. Also on the agenda for Thursday's meeting is Assemblywoman Angela Greaser's resignation. Greaser says she's resigning because of health issues. The rest of the assembly will need to appoint someone to her seat in 30 days. An updated cruise ship passenger tax study is up for approval. A consultant drew up the study displaying how cruise ship traffic impacts Skagway's infrastructure. Because of that impact, the borough often uses cruise passenger taxes to pay for utility expenses, including a new water tank. A resolution committing CPV funds to the water tank project is also on the agenda. The meeting is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. A Haines man who faced several drug-related felonies last year has been cleared of all charges. Issues with the police investigation led to the dismissal of the charges. The now-cleared charges stem from last October, when Haines police arrested Dean Laurie following a drug bust. Laurie originally faced four felony drug charges, but two were dropped weeks later. At that time, Assistant District Attorney Amy Page told KHNS there were legal issues that made her believe she couldn't prove two of the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. Page reduced the remaining charges to misdemeanors, citing Criminal Reform Bill SB 91. Last month, those charges were dismissed as well. It happened at a change of plea hearing on April 13th. Laurie pled guilty to two counts of violating a domestic violence protective order, and the state dropped the drug charges. Laurie's public defender, Timothy Ayer, says there were several issues with the police investigation that led to this conclusion.
In this case, we felt there were certain aspects of this investigation that fell short of the constitutional minimums for admissibility.
Ayer says before the plea deal was made, the defense was preparing to file a motion setting out the issues they'd found.
It was going to be our position in the motion that there were some infirmities in the application for the search warrant that was ultimately issued in this case, and there were infirmities in how the investigation itself were carried out, mainly the use of confidential informants and what they did as part of the investigation.
According to court documents, Laurie was arrested for selling 6 grams of cocaine in an October police sting. Police worked with an informant during the case. Police then obtained a warrant to search Laurie's house. That's when they say they found traces of methamphetamine and cocaine and more than 50 marijuana plants. But Ayer says there were issues with that warrant. He says the warrant wasn't transparent about the informant's motivation to report on Laurie. Ayer said the informant had a, quote, axe to grind.
There were some statements in the search warrant application that differed from the facts they were reported in the police report and as we understood them from some of the media that we obtained in discovery.
He says misstatements in a search warrant application can make it unconstitutional. Speaking during the change of plea hearing last month, Ayer said there was a lot the state was going to have to overcome to prosecute the case, and he didn't think they would have been able to do so. Assistant District Attorney Page declined to comment for this story. So did Haines Police Chief Heath Scott. After the charges were dismissed last month, Scott told the Chilkat Valley News that, quote, mistakes happen. He told the CVN, quote, we've got to protect people's civil liberties. If we do something wrong, this is the outcome. Laurie also did not want to talk for this story. Earlier in the investigation, he told KHNS that he was unfairly targeted by police. He said it stemmed from a personal vendetta against him. The court accepted the plea deal, dismissing the remaining charges related to the October incident. Laurie was sentenced for 2 counts of violating a domestic violence protective order, and he received no jail time. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. This week, dozens of students from Haines, Angoon, and Whitehorse flooded into Clukwan School for the annual Culture Days events. They learned skills like weaving and formline drawing, went fishing for hooligan, and more. KHNS's Emily Files went to Clukwan and has this story.
Douglas Adams is a Clukwan fifth grader. Here he is introducing himself and describing his lineage in Tlingit. Adams is an experienced Culture Days host.
Yeah, I've done this for a long time, Culture Days. And so we pick different classes. The choices we have are beading, weaving, and the Angu kids came this year, so now we have, like, yesterday we had drama club with Mr. O and all that kind of stuff.
So you go like this. Left goes over and under. Snug. You want to do one?
My name is Mary Jane Valentine, and I live just above Clukwan by Wells Bridge there. And I like to weave and carve and bead, and I made this vest here, and I just do a little bit of everything, moccasins.
Valentine is teaching weaving using sliced up yogurt cups and yarn.
I love teaching the children. And the fourth graders are so excited to finish their projects. And it's just really the yogurt cups that I'm teaching them how to weave is really just the basic twining that you do when you do your raven's tail weaving.
So dark one for the side?
Yes.
This thing?
Yes.
Down the hall, Angoon's Pauline Johnson is teaching beading.
We're working on headbands. We're using the wool. I think it's like a 75% wool. Where it'll last forever. We have the eagle designs and the raven designs.
Ninth graders from Whitehorse and Haines sit around the table making the red, black, and white headbands. Mari Rose Evenden and Morgan Cloak are from Haines.
I think it's pretty cool that we get to come up here and like be part of these activities for a day. And
our teachers do a good job with showing us real things, like we'll watch videos or we'll come out here for Culture Days, and it's nice to have hands-on experience instead of sitting in your classroom because that gets boring.
Haines student Keegan Palmieri is in the cafeteria painting rocks with his friends.
I feel like it's really important to stay connected with where you are. Like living in Haines, we're so close to Clukwan, but some of us don't. Some of us, like myself, don't go out and experience it, the Clukwan lifestyle, that often. So I always find it very exciting, and I'm very happy to be able to come out here and be a part of this lifestyle.
I think we should do this much more often.
Natasha DeGruy is a teacher at Angoon School. She's chaperoning a group of 4th through 6th graders from Angoon.
I'm Tlingit as well. And I thought this would be a really fun trip for me to kind of learn more about my own culture since I didn't really grow up with it. So it's been really fun. I wish I was one of the kids in there beading and weaving and painting rocks.
Clukwan elder Smith Katzik says he has taught Tlingit language at the school over the years. But today, he's sitting back and watching the activities unfold.
My goal is to just keep the kids learning. Not very many elders left here that can talk our own language or do some dancing. I feel this is a great thing. If it goes on all over to different schools, it'd be really great.
Culture Days wrapped up Wednesday afternoon with a closing ceremony in a longhouse. Reporting in Klukwan, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.